亲爱的朋友，弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters, dear friends.
今天我们在这里是为了要纪念主耶稣基督。
We are here today to remember our Lord Jesus Christ.
他在2000多年前降世为人，道成肉身。
He became word in the flesh 2,000 years ago.
在世上传道，并为我们的罪受难，钉死十字架。
He walked the earth preaching God's message and died on the cross for our sins.
3日后复活。
Rising again 3 days later.
这显示了神的公义和慈爱，荣耀的救赎作为。
Thus revealing the glory of God's righteousness and love.
主耶稣在十字架上大概有6个小时的时间。
Jesus Christ was on the cross for about 6 hours.
在4本福音书当中，一共记载了主耶稣在十字架上所说的7句话。
The 4 Gospels record Jesus speaking on the cross 7 times.
我们称之为十字架七言。
We call this the 7 sayings of Christ on the cross.
前3句是他刚被钉在十字架上所说的话。
The 1st 3 times when he spoke was just when he was nailed.
第一句是主耶稣在惦记将他钉十字架上的人，为他们祷告。
The first time he spoke, Jesus was thinking about those who crucified him to the cross, and he was praying for those very people.
路加福音记载，当下耶稣说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
The Gospel of Luke says, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
第二句是与耶稣同钉十字架上的2个犯人的对话。
The second time he spoke was with the 2 criminals who were crucified alongside him.
一个在嘲笑耶稣。
One of them mocked Jesus.
另外一位却承认自己所犯的罪。
But the other admitted his sins.
他并且对耶稣说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
于是耶稣就对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
And Jesus answered him, truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise.
第三句是主耶稣在十字架，他看见母亲和门徒站在一旁。
The 3rd time was when Jesus hung on the cross. He saw his mother and disciples standing nearby.
他便将母亲交托给他的门徒约翰。
And he entrusted his mother to his disciple John.
在约翰福音当中记载，耶稣见母亲和他所爱的那门徒站在旁边，就对他母亲说，母亲，看你的儿子。又对那门徒说，看你的母亲。从此那门徒就接他到自己家里去了。
The Gospel of John says, when Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, Woman, here is your son, and to the disciple, here is your mother. From that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
末了的时候，主耶稣又说了4句话。
Towards his end, Jesus spoke 4 more times.
第四句是在申初，大概是下午3点。
The 4th time was about 3 in the afternoon.
这是主耶稣痛苦至极的时刻。
This was when his pain was the most intense.
马太福音当中记载，从正午到申初，遍地都黑暗了。约在申初，耶稣大声喊着说：“以利，以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼。”就是说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
From noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
耶稣知道这一切事都将成就了，为要使经上的话应验，就说了第5句话，我渴了。
Later, knowing that all was now completed, and so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus spoke his 5th time, I am thirsty.
于是兵丁将醋送到他口中。
And the soldiers lifted vinegar to his lips.
耶稣尝了那醋，就说了第6句话，成了。
When he had received the drink, Jesus said his 6th time, it is finished.
第7句是路加福音接着记载，遍地都黑暗了，直到申初，日头变黑了。殿里的幔子从当中裂为2半。耶稣大声喊着说：“父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。”说了这话，气就断了。
The 7th and last time Jesus spoke was recorded in the Gospel of Luke. Darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in 2. Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last.
这当中的每一句话都丰富含有神深刻的教导并他的心意。
Every word that Jesus spoke was rich in meaning and reveals to us the heart of God.
但其中的第4句，以利，以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼，就是我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我，充满了奥秘， 让我难以了解。
But the fourth phrase, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me, is especially a deep and profound mystery.
还记得2004年的时候，有一部震撼世界的电影叫《基督受难记》上演。
I remember back in 2004, when the groundbreaking movie, The Passion of the Christ, was released.
那个时候我还没有来得及马上去看。
Before I had a chance to watch it.
但是我每遇到看过的人，我都很急切地问，到底那个饰演耶稣的人，他怎么样子诠释这一句话？
But every time I met someone who had already watched the film, I would ask them, how did the actor who portrayed Jesus interpret the scene of Jesus speaking these words?
他讲话的语调，他的神情是什么？
What was his tone like? What was his expression like?
因为我很难想象一个至高神的儿子会讲出这样一句好像很无助的话来。
Because I could not imagine the exalted Son of God speaking such words of helplessness.
所以我想借这个机会跟大家一起来思考。
So I would like to take this opportunity to reflect on these words.
主耶稣在这十架上充满深意的一句话，以利以利，拉玛撒巴各大尼。
These meaningful words of Jesus, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani.
我们一起到神面前来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢赞美你在赐下你的独生爱子在十架上为我们所摆上的。
Our Father, we thank you for giving us Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us.
我们现在要借着你的话语来纪念你。
Now we are going to study your word to remember you.
求主让我放胆传讲，也让众人的心敞开，向你敞开。
I pray that you would give me boldness to preach your word, and I pray for the congregation to receive it.
让我们一起来在主面前认罪，来更新我们的生命。
Let us come before the Lord to confess our sins and to renew our lives.
感谢赞美主，祷告奉靠救主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name, Amen.
我在想，如果我们要了解神为什么离弃我这句话，或许可以细分为三个问题。
In order to comprehend this phrase, "My God, My God, why have you forsaken me?" we can ask three questions.
第一个问题就是为什么要离弃
？Why did Jesus say forsaken?
第二个是为什么是我
？Why did he say me?
第三个是为什么要问为什么
？And why did he ask why?
首先，我们可以很清楚的知道主耶稣离弃神离弃主耶稣的缘由。是神公义的审判和刑罚。
First of all, we know that the reason God had forsaken Jesus was because of his righteous judgment and punishment.
圣经说到，从正午到深处，遍地都黑暗了。
The Bible said, from noon until 3 PM, darkness came over all the land.
可还记得那是一个原本十分明亮的下午。
So it was originally a bright day.
而且在十架上的那一位，本是世界的光，在他毫无黑暗。
And on the cross was Jesus, who was the light of the world. In him, there is no darkness at all.
但这个时候，却是遍地都黑暗了。
Yet at this very moment, the entire land was covered in darkness.
因为他担当了我们的罪。
Because he was carrying all of our sins.
当所有人的罪，现在、过去、未来，所有的罪都在他身上的时候。
When all the sins of the world, past, present, and future, are on Jesus Christ.
圣洁的神，怎么还能够看主耶稣呢？
How could a holy God look at him?
这样的掩面甚至离弃，就象征着神的审判后的刑罚。
God looking away, forsaking Jesus, was symbolic of his judgment and punishment.
纵使那位是神的儿子，他仍然掩面。
God had to look away, even from his very own son.
这大大显出了神公义和圣洁的属性。
This greatly revealed God's righteousness and holiness.
这个审判不是像我们一般在冷气房里面铁面无私、毫无感情的审判。
This was not some dispassionate judgment handed down in a courtroom.
这是一个遍地黑暗，充满了神愤怒的审判。
But one in which darkness filled the land and was filled with God's wrath.
在我们知道为什么要离弃之后，我们要问为什么是我，而这个我就是主耶稣基督。
Now we have to ask, why did Jesus say me? This me refers to himself, the Lord Jesus.
这里的我不只是一个好人，一个智者。或者一个老师。
This me is not just a good person, a wise person, or a great teacher.
这让我们震惊的是，神离弃的是他独生的爱子耶稣基督。
What is shocking is that God had forsaken his very own beloved son, Jesus Christ.
而神为什么会离弃他自己的独生爱子呢？
And why would God forsake his only beloved son?
在主耶稣传道的三年当中，神曾多次的为主耶稣做见证。
During the 3 years of Jesus' ministry, God testified for Jesus on numerous occasions.
在主耶稣接受施浸者约翰的浸的时候，马太福音当中记载，耶稣受了浸，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上，从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
When Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, the Gospel of Matthew records, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.
还有一次在登山变相的时候，
During a transfiguration on the mount,
马可福音记载有一朵云彩来遮盖他们，也有声音从云彩里出来说，这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
The Gospel of Mark says, Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud. This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him.
这位神的爱子这个时候被人钉在十字架上，却而且被神离弃了。
This son, whom God loved, has been nailed to the cross and forsaken by God.
但这却都是神的心意。
But such was the will of God.
从以赛亚书，也就是在主耶稣降世为人前700年的一位先知这么写道。
The prophet Isaiah, who lived 700 years before Jesus was born, says this.
我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
还有说，主耶稣，耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦，耶和华以他为赎罪祭。
Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer, and the Lord makes his life an offering for sin.
为什么神离弃的不是走迷的羊呢？不是仍然在最终的我们呢？
Why did God not forsake us, the sheep who have gone astray, us who are still in sin?
却是离弃了他独生的爱子耶稣基督。
But chose to forsake his only son, Jesus Christ, whom he loved.
全然是因为他的爱。
This is because of God's love.
所以约翰福音当中说到，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
使徒保罗则在罗马书当中写着，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
The Apostle Paul wrote in the book of Romans, But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
所以神离弃了他的独生爱子，也大大显明了神慈爱的属性。
And so God, in his love for us, chose to forsake his own beloved son.
主耶稣在十架上中所说的离弃我，正是显明了神公义和慈爱，这伟大荣耀的时刻。
When Jesus said, Forsake me, it was the ultimate culmination of the glorious revelation of God's righteousness and love.
这审判不是审判一般的罪人，而是神在审判神自己的儿子。
This judgment was not judgment on some sinner, but it was God's judgment on his own son.
神的儿子本来圣洁没有瑕疵，为什么要受到神审判的刑罚呢？
God's son is holy and without blemish. Why would he have to suffer judgment and punishment?
圣经告诉我们，他是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
The Bible tells us, He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
当时黑暗笼罩大地，或许是罪恶暂时得胜。
When darkness filled the land, perhaps it was because sin was briefly victorious.
但从另外一面也显示了，这是神的回应。
But it was also a response to God's judgment.
神公义的愤怒唯独落在耶稣的身上。
God's holy wrath had fallen upon Jesus.
而他承受着神的审判的刑罚。
And he had to bear the punishment of God's judgment.
这个时候，世人眼中看为羞辱的十架刑罚，却显出了神公义慈爱的荣耀。
The cross, an emblem of shame in the eyes of the world, has now become the revelation of God's glorious righteousness and love.
也成为我们的荣耀。
And has also become our glory.
所以或许我们可以能够容易了解为什么神离弃了他独生爱子耶稣基督。
So perhaps we can understand why God would forsake his own son, Jesus Christ.
但是让我们困惑的是，主耶稣所问的那个为什么，他为什么要问为什么？
But what troubles us is the why that Jesus asked, and why have you forsaken me? Why did he ask why?
首先我要厘清一些不可能的因素。
First, let's clarify a few things.
难道主耶稣是因为不知道所以才问吗？
Did Jesus not know the reason why he had to suffer?
这是不可能的。
That's not possible.
因为主耶稣在幼年的时候在圣殿与教师谈论。
Because at the young age of 12, Jesus was already in the temple speaking with the teachers.
当他见到玛利亚的时候清楚说道，岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
When he saw Mary, he said to her, Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?
不仅如此，主耶稣在世上传道的日子曾多次预言自己将要在耶路撒冷十字架上受死并三日后复活。
Furthermore, during his ministry, Jesus himself said many times that he would have to suffer and die on a cross and after 3 days rise again.
马可福音记载，从此他教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长、文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
The Gospel of Mark says, he then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again.
到了被卖的那晚，耶稣在客西马尼园祷告的时候，虽然他向神求挪去这苦杯，但他仍然是愿意顺服。
On the night he was betrayed, Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, asking God to take away this cup of suffering, yet ultimately willing to submit to the Father's will.
马太福音记载，他稍往前走，俯伏在地祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
也就是说，他绝对不会是因为不知道而问为什么。
All this to say that Jesus asked why, not because he did not know.
因为主耶稣非常清楚知道父神的旨意，他知道为什么。
Jesus completely knew the will of the Father, and he knew why.
那到底是什么原因让主耶稣这样说，为什么离弃我？
So what was the reason that Jesus asked, Why have you forsaken me?
难道是耶稣的信心产生了动摇吗？
Was his faith shaken?
主耶稣在第四句话的时候很清楚说到，他坦诚他表达他失去了父神的同在。
In his fourth saying on the cross, Jesus admitted that he knew that he had lost his father's, that his father was no longer with him.
但是他仍然持守住他向神的信心。
But yet he held fast to his faith in his Father.
他肯定神是我的神。
And he called out to him, My God, my God.
他的信心没有动摇。
His faith did not waver.
而且刚刚提到过在客西马尼园的祷告。
And also we mentioned in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed.
主耶稣说，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will.
这杯是我们世人不能完全理解的苦难。
This cup represents a suffering that we will never be able to fully understand.
但主耶稣却仍然愿意顺服。
But Jesus was willing to fully submit to.
再加上之后，十字架上的话语是成了。
And later on, Jesus said, "It is finished."
所以他是蛮有信心的成就。
This was with great faith and conviction.
圣经说，他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人，成了永远得救的根源。
The Bible says, although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
所以主耶稣的信心并没有动摇。
So Jesus' faith never wavered.
那我们要怎么看呢？
So how should we view this?
可以从主耶稣在十字架上所受的极大痛苦来看。
We can try to understand the immense suffering that Jesus endured on the cross.
我们先从主耶稣在人性上所受的痛苦来讨论。
Let us first see how Jesus suffered as a human.
我们或许可以想象在十字架上主耶稣他的肉体是如何的漫长被折磨一直到死。
We can try to imagine how Jesus' body had to endure prolonged torture until death when he was on the cross.
这些苦痛都真实的在拉扯这位道成肉身降世为人取了奴仆形象的主。
This was real suffering that was tearing apart our Lord, the Word who had become flesh, who had been born as a human, and who took on the nature of a servant.
但是我想象在十字架上刚开始的时候， 一切感官应该是最敏感的时候。
We can imagine the first moments when he hung on that cross, when he was most sensitive.
相信所有的疼痛也是最强烈的时候。
When the pain was the most immense.
其实主耶稣都默默地承受。
The Lord Jesus silently endured the pain.
就如以赛亚书中所描述的，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
Just as Isaiah described it, he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
刚刚提到十字架上所说的前三句话，都是在代祷、赦免和关怀的话语。
We see the first three times that Jesus spoke on the cross, he was praying, forgiving, and caring about others.
所以令人惊讶的是，虽然肉体是这样子的煎熬，但却不是主耶稣最大的苦痛。
So what is shocking is that although his physical body had to go through such torment, even that wasn't the greatest suffering.
那么当主耶稣说为什么的时候，显然是透露出他内心十分的苦痛。
So when Jesus asked why, it revealed the pain he was going through in his innermost being.
初代教父曾经说过，诗篇二十二篇包括了基督的整个受难。
An early church father said this, Psalm 22 completely describes the entirety of Christ's suffering.
而主耶稣在十字架上的第四句话也正是诗篇二十二篇的第一节。
And Jesus' fourth sentence on the cross is also the first verse of Psalm 22.
我想我们可以从二十二篇来看作是主耶稣的祷告的角度来看耶稣的受难。
Let us use Psalm 22 as a lens into Jesus' suffering.
诗篇二十篇由我来念一到五节，那英文的部分就请大家直接看 PowerPoint。
I'm going to read Psalm 22 verses 1 through 5. For the English verses, please read from the PowerPoint.
我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？为什么远离不救我？不听我哀恨的言语？我的神，我白日呼求你不应允，夜间呼求并不住声。但你是圣洁的，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。我们的祖宗倚靠你，他们倚靠你，你便解救他们，他们哀求你，便蒙解救，他们倚靠你，就不羞愧。诗中的祷告一开始是向神呼求后，就强调了神的圣洁。
The psalm begins with a prayer, followed by an emphasis on God's holiness.
并且回顾过去神拯救的作为。
And reflects on God's salvation.
这或许也回答了我们之前的疑问，神是因为圣洁而离弃。
This answers a previous question of ours, that it is because of God's holiness that Jesus was forsaken.
但是再进一步想，就是不论狂风怎样凶猛，人怎样武慢，魔鬼怎样试探，环境怎样恶劣，就算是神自己离弃了我，神还是圣洁的。
This is to say that no matter how fierce the storm is, how prideful man is, how devious the devil is, or how bad the circumstances are, even if God himself forsakes me, he is still holy.
在他一切所行的无不公义，他一切所作为的都有慈爱。
In all his deeds, he is holy. In all he does, he is love.
而当圣徒赞美的时候，神就在其中设立宝座，与他的子民同在。
When his people praise him, God establishes his throne among them and lives among his people.
这也印证了虽然心中所想的拯救还没有来到，但对神的信心和赞美没有改变。
This also testifies that we continue to have faith and continue to praise even though salvation had not yet come.
接着我们难以理解的是主耶稣怎么能说出第六节的话语，但我是虫不是人，被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视呢？
Now let us see how Jesus could speak the next verse, but I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people.
天上荣耀的大君王怎么能够降卑成为虫呢？他怎么会是主的祷告呢？
How could Jesus, the glorious King of heaven, lower himself to a worm? How could this be our Lord's prayer?
圣经腓立比书说到，主耶稣虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有了人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
The book of Philippians says that Jesus made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross.
虫是动物中最柔弱无能的。
A worm is the weakest and lowliest of creatures.
主耶稣降世，将他荣美的神性，甚至包藏在如虫的样式当中。
Jesus came to earth, hiding his divine nature in the form of a worm.
第七到八节说，凡看见我的都嗤笑，他们撇嘴摇头说，他把自己交托耶和华，耶和华可以救他吧，耶和华既喜悦他，可以搭救他吧。
Verses 7 to 8 say, All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him.
而这些描述也的确在主耶稣受难的时候发生了。
These were indeed fulfilled when Jesus was on the cross.
在马可福音记载，从那里经过的人辱骂他，摇着头说，哎，这个拆毁圣殿，三日又建造起来的，可以救自己。从十字架上下来吧，祭司长和文士也是这样戏弄他，彼此说他救了别人，不能救自己。以色列的王基督现在可以从十字架上下来，叫我们看见就信了。那和他同钉的人也是讥笑他。
In the Gospel of Mark it says, Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, So, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself.In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves. He saved others, they said, but he can't save himself. Let this Messiah, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe. Those crucified with him also heaped insults on him.
神的确是喜悦他，却没有拯救他。
God was pleased with him, yet did not save him.
如果从我们人的眼光，我们若知道自己被喜悦，却没有得到拯救，是何等的难受。
If we knew that God was pleased with us, yet did not save us from trouble, this would surely be unbearable for us.
但仔细来思想，从主耶稣的眼光来看，
But from Jesus' perspective,
他清楚知道这个苦悲是为了这一群还在罪中的人所受的。
He clearly knew that he had to bear this cup of suffering for the sins of this crowd.
也唯有顺服经历这样子的苦难，眼前的人才能够得到拯救。
And only by being obedient and going through this pain could these people receive salvation.
但这群人说的话显然的自以为是。
But the crowd's reaction clearly revealed their pride.
这样的心态不但是反映了让他们现在目前被罪捆绑的处境，
trapping them in their own sin.
而且也成为无法领受赦罪之恩的障碍。
And becoming the ultimate obstacle to them receiving the grace of forgiveness.
这是令主十分悲愤的伤痛。
This was the reason for Jesus' anguish.
好像一个做父母的，当孩子不学好，糟蹋了父母给他的爱。
Like a child who rejects his parents' love.
那父母出面来解决这悖逆之子所犯的错的时候，孩子还在言语上来讪笑他们。
And when the parents confront this rebellious child, the child even mocks them.
这时父母若说出为什么，就不仅是为了自己亏损难过。
If the parents ask why, it is now not only because they are saddened by how the child has hurt them.
最深的痛是为什么会走到这样的地步。
But the most pain for them is how did we get to this point?
为什么要离弃？为什么要代赎
？Why forsake? Why pay the penalty?
接着我要念的这一段经文，也是我念中文，请大家看英文的部分。
And now I'm going to read the next few verses of Psalm 22. Please read the English from the PowerPoint.
圣经说，求你不要远离我，因为急难临近了，没有人帮助我。有许多公牛围绕我，巴山大力的公牛四面困住我，他们向我张口，好像抓嘶吼叫的狮子。我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节，我心在我里面如蜡融化。我的精力枯干，如同瓦片。我的舌头贴在我的牙床上。你将我安置在死地的尘土中。犬类围着我，恶党环绕我。他们扎了我的手，我的脚，我的骨头我都能数过。他们瞪着眼看我，他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣研究。这不用多做解释，很清楚的都说到，周围对主耶稣，他不是冷漠不理，而是强烈的敌意。
These verses clearly indicate that those who surrounded Jesus were not indifferent, but were strongly hostile towards him.
清楚地说，他如水被倒出，心如蜡融化，精力枯干如瓦片。
It says of Jesus being poured out like water, heart turned to wax, strength dried up like a potsherd.
显见我们的罪在他身上是那样的沉重。
This shows that our sin is so heavy on him.
在主耶稣被钉十字架前，在客西马尼园祷告的时候，圣经说他惊恐起来，极其难过， 对他们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。
When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and praying, the Bible says that Jesus was grieved to the point of anguish, almost to the point of death.
主耶稣在被钉十字架的那一晚，身体所受的苦痛，加上世人的罪，还有讪笑和羞辱，都使他的心如蜡融化。
When Jesus was on the cross, the people's mocking, the pain that he felt, made his heart turn to wax.
人的讥讽会伤他如此的深，是因为他的心属于他们。
Jesus was, sorry, can you repeat that?
人的讥讽会伤他如此的深，是因为他的心属于他们。
The people's mocking hurt him so deeply was because he had given his heart to the people.
他也关怀他们。
And he cared for them.
所以他不会在高高在上的冰冷的待人，而是有一颗温暖、容易动感情的心。
So he is not high and lofty, but he has a warm and caring heart for the people.
所以主耶稣他主动的来贴近了我们，认同了我们的限制和苦痛。
So Jesus drew close to us and acknowledged our suffering and our pain.
所以他知道我们的软弱，就如希伯来书论道主说的，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
And he was also able to know our pain because in the book of Hebrews it says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin."
不过这样的伤痛，耶稣不是为了可怜自己，乃是怜恤他人。
But Jesus did not pity himself. However, he had mercy on others.
路加福音记载，在主耶稣被鞭打、遍体鳞伤、背着十字架走上独楼地的时候，耶稣转身对他们说：“耶路撒冷的女子，不要为我哭，当为自己和自己的儿女哭。”
The Gospel of Luke says when he was walking on the road to Jerusalem, he turned around and told them, "Daughters of Jerusalem, weep, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves."
所以潘霍华他对着这诗篇二十二篇说道，这是神的儿子采取人性站在神面前的祷告。
So Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote about this psalm, "This is God's son taking on human nature, standing before God in prayer."
这其实也是我们的祷告。
But this is also our prayer.
然而因为他比我们更认识自己，也因为他为了我们的缘故成为真正的人。
But because he knows us better than we know ourselves, and because he became human for our sake.
这确实也是他的祷告，而这个祷告之所以可以成为我们的祷告，唯独因为这是他的祷告。
So this is also his prayer, and this prayer has become our prayer only because it was his prayer.
所以这篇诗将人性和神性如此紧密地结合起来，将道成肉身的一切的光芒来表达出来。
So this psalm has united God's human and divine nature and showed us what it means to be Word in the flesh.
接着我们来看主耶稣在神性上所承受的苦痛。
Now let us take a look at how Jesus suffered as God.
在主耶稣在世上传道所受尽苦楚，甚至在十字架上受尽羞辱，主耶稣都轻看。
Jesus was able to endure all the opposition he faced during his ministry, and he was even able to endure the pain he suffered on the cross.
只有在神撇过头不看他的时候，他真实经历罪审判的时候，他说出了我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
But only when God looked away from him, when he truly experienced the punishment for sin, he called out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
他其实是表达了神最深的苦痛。
He was expressing the depths of God's pain.
那一位圣洁没有瑕疵的神子耶稣基督，他从来没有犯过罪。
Jesus Christ, the holy, perfect Son of God, the one who never sinned,
却为我们的罪被钉在十字架上，是何等的痛苦。
Was nailed to the cross for our sins. What unbelievable pain that must be.
不但如此，他的灵魂还要被所承受的罪恶感到万般的苦痛。
Even more unbearable was that his spirit had to carry the burden of sin.
对于这双重的折磨，主耶稣默默承受。
Jesus silently endured this dual tormenting of body and spirit.
但是最叫他感到痛苦的是，神不再与他同在，而且向他变脸，弃绝了他。
But the worst suffering was when his father looked away and abandoned him.
主耶稣在受难前才对门徒说过：“看哪，时候将到， 且是已经到了，你们要分散，各归自己的地方去，留我独自一人。其实我不是独自一人，因为有父与我同在。
Before Jesus was crucified, he told his disciples, a time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me.
然而到了十字架最痛苦的时候，居然连父神的同在也不再有了。
But when Jesus was on the cross, even his Father was no longer with him.
因此我们不可以想象父神和子神分离的那种痛苦，乃是神性的痛苦。
So can we imagine the separation of Father and Son? This is the pain of divine nature.
他是为着救赎而有的苦难，而这个苦难落在神的肩头上。
This was a pain that he endured because of salvation, and this pain is now borne by the Son of God.
这位神是三位一体的神。
This is the triune God.
他是独一的真神，却有三个不同的位格。
He is the one true God, but exists in three persons.
有圣父、圣子和圣灵。
Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Spirit.
这三个位格紧密地联合在一起。
These three persons are united as one.
他们是绝对不可以分开的。
And cannot be separated.
我们怎么能够想象他们却被分开了？
How can we imagine that they were indeed separated?
而且我们知道圣经所说的死不只是肉体的死，更可怕的是与神的隔绝。
We also know that the Bible tells us death is not just physical death, even more terrible, it is a separation from God.
约翰福音开头就说到，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
The Gospel of John says, through him all things were made, without him nothing was made that has been made.
谁能够想象主耶稣这位生命创造的工程师，却面临的是失去生命与神隔离的痛苦。
But who could have imagined Jesus, the author of life and creator of mankind, would face death himself and the pain of being separated from God?
可还记得我们的神是说有就有、命立就立的神。
Our God is the God who spoke and everything came to be.
他说的每一句话都带有能力。
Everything he says has power.
但是为了救赎我们，神却费尽苦心，按着时刻差派他的独生爱子，道成肉身，降世为人，在世上传道，受尽冷落、敌意攻击，甚至在十字架上受死，与父神分开。
But in order to save us, God in his time sent his only beloved Son to become incarnate on earth, to preach on earth, to be looked down upon, to face opposition, and to die on the cross and be separated from his Father.
他愿意撕裂自己，为的是要拯救我们，可以与神相合。
He was willing to tear himself apart so that he might save us.
甚至马丁路德在默想主受难的这段经文的时候，他惊奇地说，神被神所弃绝，谁能够明了。
Even Martin Luther, when he was meditating on the sufferings of Christ, could not help but exclaim, God forsaken by God, who can understand it?
我们不能怀疑主耶稣他能够得胜这一切的大能。
We don't doubt that Jesus can overcome all of this with his power.
但是也不能轻看主耶稣为我们的罪所承担的重担。
But we also must know that Jesus bore all of this weight of the sin in order to save us.
对主耶稣而言，这一句话是充满了呐喊，充满了情感、恩典和信实。
For Jesus, this crying out to God was a cry filled with passion, filled with grace, and filled with faith.
所以从不同的面向，我们可以知道。
So from many different perspectives, we now know.
拉玛撒巴各大尼，因为神全然圣洁公义。万不以有罪的为无罪。
Lama sabachthani, because God is perfectly holy and righteous and will not leave the guilty unpunished.
Lama sabachthani, 因为神满有恩典慈爱，赐下独生爱子，成为拯救。
Lama sabachthani, because God is full of grace and love and gave his only beloved Son to save us.
Lama sabachthani, 因为主耶稣基督谦卑顺服，成为人的样式，死在十字架上。
Lama sabachthani, because Jesus Christ humbled himself and was obedient to death, even death on a cross.
Lama sabachthani, 是因为敌对背逆神的罪人，神施行拯救，帮助这群软弱无力的人挣脱捆绑。
Lama sabachthani, because God saves the rebellious sinners, the enemies of God, who are helpless and weak, and gives them salvation to break free from the bondage of sin.
Lama sabachthani, 其实就是因为我。
Lama sabachthani, it was because of me.
神离弃了自己 无罪的独生爱子，为的竟是让我这有罪的我不被离弃。
God had forsaken his sinless, only beloved Son, so that my sinful self would not be forsaken by God.
所以我们要深刻地知道拉玛撒巴各大尼的答案。
So it is important that we hold this answer to Lama Sabachthani deep in our hearts.
但更重要的是，我们要如何对神这伟大的作为的回应。
But even more crucial is our response to what God has done for us.
有一首古老的黑人灵歌说到，当他们把我们的主钉在十字架上的时候，你在那里吗？
There is an old African spiritual hymn called Were You There When They Crucified My Lord?
我也在这里问，当主耶稣在加略山上十字架上的时候，为我们承担这一切罪的时候，你在那里吗？
And here I ask you, when Jesus was on the cross bearing all of our sins, were you there?
你是在哪个位置呢？
Who were you?
你是否是为自己的利益出卖耶稣的犹大？
Were you Judas, who betrayed Christ for his own gain?
你是否是为明哲保身讨好世界的比拉多？
Were you Pilate, who protected himself to gain the world's favor?
你是否是奉命行事却也贪谋小利的兵丁？
Were you one of the soldiers following commands without conscience?
你是否是那不明就里远观善笑的群众？
Were you one of the crowd watching and mocking ignorantly?
你是否是愿意跟随却软弱逃躲的门徒？
Were you one of the disciples willing to follow but yet ran away in times of difficulty?
还是你是在耶稣基督里与他同蒙苦难同钉十架恳求纪念的罪人强盗？
Or were you the sinner thief who was crucified alongside Christ and asked Jesus to remember him?
世界说你的财富成就决定你的命运。
The world tells us that prosperity and accomplishments determine your fate.
也有人说是你的性格决定了你的命运。
Some say your character will determine your destiny.
但这些某个程度上都是真实的。
Maybe these are true to some degree.
但是真正深刻而且长远影响决定你的命运的，是你如何回应主耶稣基督被钉死十字架且三日后复活的这个历史事件。
But what will truly determine your destiny is how you choose to respond to the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross and his resurrection 3 days later.
你是否要硬着心抵挡神的恩典？
Will you harden your heart and reject God's grace?
被离弃走向与神永远的隔离？
Only to be forsaken and walk towards eternal separation from God.
还是你愿意接受主耶稣是为你我的罪钉死十字架，三日后复活，让我们罪能够得到救赎？
Or will you choose to accept that Jesus had died on the cross so that our sins may be forgiven and rose again 3 days later so that you may receive the joy of eternal life?
如果你已经接受主耶稣为你的救主，
If you have already received the Lord Jesus as your Savior,
当你认识到他为我们的罪而死的时候，
And today you once again see Jesus dying for our sins,
主为你我而死，你是否愿意为主而活？
Jesus died for us. Will you live for him?
Lama Sabachthani, 你的回应是什么？
Lama Sabachthani, what is your response?
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，
Our Father,
感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
我们再次思想了主耶稣基督在十字架上所受的苦。
That we can once again think upon the suffering that Jesus suffered on the cross.
全都是因为我们的罪。
All because of our sins.
我们献上感谢，我们献上赞美。
We thank you, we praise you.
也让我们的生命全然更新。
Thank you for renewing us.
让我们能够活出你所喜悦的样式来。
May we live a life that is pleasing to you.
感谢赞美主，祷告奉靠救主耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.